At 1UP, we believe in being curious and taking a little bit of value from everyone. So welcome to the Breadcrumb series, where we get bite-sized amounts of previous episodes and can hear a new perspective in less than 5 minutes. This breadcrumb is from the episode Build a Sustainable and Budget-Friendly Wardrobe, How Andigan is Reinventing Fashion.
I used to shop so much, and I think I've been on my own personal journey. But nowadays, I don't really shop anywhere else apart from Andigan. I think it's convenient to be able to see, and we're obviously quite lucky because we get to see all the stock first, so we get to like make decisions pretty quick when it goes on the site for sale. But for me these days, I'm really just building a very, very minimal wardrobe. I think I noticed that as I was getting older, my style has changed a lot. Before, I used to love like lots and lots of prints and just having like a lot of things so that I could rotate in my wardrobe. But nowadays I just have a couple of pieces of like, you know, very staple pieces that I rotate, and it's just easier. It's just less stuff to like worry about. And so most of my shopping actually, you know, I buy it secondhand from Andigan, and just because it's easy and I get to see it, I get to try it on, and it just makes the shopping easier. I don't have to go out anywhere, probably because I'm lazy as well. So yeah.
Well, that's the point, right? It's like making it accessible, and you've done that so well, yeah. Of course, for yourself because it's your own business. But I mean, you're living the mission in that sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So if you were to buy something brand new, and I don't know if you do, but and you can tell us, but if you do, what's sort of the process you would go through to try and make that decision?
Yeah, I think my like decision-making process has changed a lot over the years. I think before, if I used to see something I really liked, I would probably buy it just immediately because I'm like, yeah, I really need that. But nowadays, I'm working on a budget. I'm really conscious about that. But also at the same time, I'm conscious if I really need that as well. So I do like sit on things for months now. And usually if it's no longer in stock, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I don't need it. And so sometimes like life makes that decision for me and I'm like, oh, well, sure. But that's what secondhand as well. Like if I do see something like we're selling, or, you know, I see it at a thrift store, I'm like, do I really need that? I think for me, I just don't like the clutter anymore. I'm just a lot more, I guess, conscious with my purchases. And just if I do want to buy something, you know, brand new, I really have to say, like, what do I need it for? Can I really rewear this multiple times? Like, was it ethically made? You know, asking all these different questions. And it is hard sometimes because if you do need, you know, something really, really specific for an event, for example, it might not be as easy to kind of reach into your wardrobe sometimes or find something secondhand. So yeah, definitely still making, you know, that balance in my life. I'm still on my own personal journey with, you know, building a sustainable wardrobe and being a conscious consumer, but I think it's one step at a time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's hard to just go cold turkey, isn't it? You know, you can't expect people, especially when there's so many external challenges as well in terms of people not being able to prioritize things at certain times or not having the time, as you say, to go thrifting if they don't already know about Andigan and how amazing of a service it is. So they're just buying brand new on Shein because it is the easiest thing for them to do. And so it's not like everyone needs to be the most conscious consumer on day one, but it is about being aware of what your options are and making like small steps to get there. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the 1UP Project. If you want to find more stuff just like this, check out our other apps or follow us at the 1UP Project on Instagram or TikTok. See you there.